This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
It's the After Party. Numbers in. It's that simple. It's 402-915-0962. Also, bpscrasher@gmail.com. We're going to give you the Nate keyword. You're going to have to hang tough, right? We got some reads coming up with Rebecca.
Hi, Angela. Right? I just heard Tony. Do you know who Tony is? Or Anthony? Does that resonate?
No, but I'm going to write it down.
Write it down. And I'm supposed to tell you that the mom and dad both gone in spirit?
My parents are not gone.
Who's the mom and dad? Is it in-laws?
My father-in-law, yeah.
Father-in-law, and there's a woman who's standing here, and somebody had dementia or Alzheimer's, because what they're showing me is they are sharp, they are clear. There were lessons in going through that experience that was very not fun. Was that the father-in-law?
He ended up with some dementia and due to cancer, yeah.
Okay, let's start there. So if I have him coming forward, and then you're still with his son, husband to you?
Yes.
Did your husband just do a whole, house renovation, or is he working on a project, or he's committed to figuring out building or something, construction?
No, but my son-in-law is.
Okay. Are you guys, holding your breath? Wondering, does he have this? Can he do this?
Yes, very much so.
It's kind of funny, but they're teasing, you may want to line up some professional backup. I guess let him give it a stab. And then they're also showing me, is there a baby on the way? Why do I see, or did somebody recently have a baby?
Yeah, I have a new grand.
They're showing me that. And then do we know who Rob or Robert is?
That's my grandpa.
He's here, and he's talking about being with, who was Mima or M name? M. Mimi.
My girls called their grandmas, that would have been their great-grandma, but they called them Mama.
Mama. So what about Robert's wife? Was she referred to as that?
Yeah, they would have called her Mama or Bama.
Yep. They're both there. And then they just showed me Betty White. So I don't know if the Golden Girls or someone's name is Betty. Somebody loved the Golden Girls. Do you know why that popped in?
I mean, I'm obsessed with the Golden Girls. I watch them all the time.
Okay, yeah. They're showing me you. Now, I want you to think about these grandparents. And I want you to know how proud they are of you and your grandfather in particular, Robert. He's a guide to you. And he's talking about, it's kind of like you need more you time. I don't know if you're the glue and you're just trying to do everything for everyone, but it's like learning these boundaries on kind of making space and not feeling the pressure of having to show up for everyone and putting yourself last on the list. So this is, when I see this, it's a lesson in self-care so that you don't lose yourself and everyone else. And that really feels strong coming from your father-in-law. Okay. And who had the heart scare or heart issues? Is that your husband or his dad?
My mom, actually.
Your mom. And she's still alive.
Yeah.
The message is it's just a wake-up call. So that's really good. Knowledge is power. But she really has to honor it now. And it goes back to the importance of self-care. So pass that on to your mom. Who worked as a school teacher? Somebody worked in education. Do you know if that was her mother? And then,
no, I don't think so.
Okay, if I said you Amazing Grace, I know that song is very common.
Yeah.
Who does that remind you of? Was that played at somebody's funeral?
It was. It was at my both of my grandma's and my grandpa's funeral.
So they're all kind of quietly there. They almost aren't competing right now to jump and take the microphone, but they're all there. And what that means is they're watching you. They're with you. They're available to guide you. Your job is to trust that and talk to them. Do you garden? Do you create gardens?
I do not. I actually hated it, but my father-in-law, Kenny, loved it and planted a whole bunch of shit at my house before he died. Wow. And then I was stuck trying to take care of it. And I was really mad at him.
That's so funny. They're saying keep up the garden or work in the garden, but that's him trying to say, do it for me, if nothing else. Okay.
I have lots of plants now that I take care of at the tattoo shop that I work at. And I feel like it's from him because I've never been able to keep anything alive.
That's right. It is from him. And he's going to help you with this. I just saw a dragonfly. That's a sign from him.
Okay.
And do you guys have a car that needs to be worked on or taken in? Is this just
yes, my daughter.
It's like, make sure you do that. Okay. He's just looking out for his grandkids and kids and you. Is there anything that you want to ask before we close out?
No, I just want to make sure that they're all at peace and that. So my grandpa was remarried. My first grandma died when I was pretty little, but I had such a strong connection with her. So I feel like I feel her a lot. And that was my grandma Fern. But I was very close to my step grandma Sylvia. Like, I don't believe in the term step. So she was just my grandma. Yeah. And now I've lost them all. And I just want to make sure that they're all cohesive in heaven together.
They are. When I saw it's like kind of this family reunion, they're all getting along very peacefully. But you are so right. You know, it's not about blood and step and none of that. It's about soul groups and soul family. And you have been connected to all of them in many lifetimes. And Sylvia is joining me. She's all kind of like dolled up. She loved, I don't know if she loved arts and crafts or she was just very creative. But she's showing me doing her quote unquote art over there.
Okay.
Okay. So they're all in their heavens and they're available to you if and when you talk to them and call on them.
Okay.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, dear. Take care. That make me like I have to figure out my song, you know, like a song that they can play. I would like to have everyone just do karaoke. Because not everybody can sing good, you know. Mm-hmm. They just have to pass the mic around, just take over, just have a giant party, karaoke.
Yes, a celebration of your life. That's very appropriate with music.
I guess so. I mean, at one time I was trying to get photos together because I don't want to put this all on a sweet Wyleen. You know, I just, you know, cause that's a lot because the people that have passed in my life, family and stuff like that, you got to get all that stuff together. You know, yeah. So I was like, I'll plan a meal. I didn't think about the song until you had mentioned that.
Got to get that on the list.
Yeah.
Your death dossier.
Now you have homework. We're not going anywhere anytime soon. So you have time.
I know. I'm going to live forever. I swear to God. I don't know what it is. But I just feel like, you know, those people that are like, they're like 110 112, and they're like, what's the key to life? You know, they look like they're dead, but they're not. My luck, I'm going to be that person. What's the key to life? I'm going to look like kill me.
Tequila.
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 That means that you lived a good life.
Yeah. All right. We got Amy. Is this you?
Yes.
Hi, Amy. How you doing?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Great. You're on with Rebecca. Say hi.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Amy. Do you work as like in healthcare or?
Do.
Yeah. Are you a nurse, doctor?
I work for an orthodontist.
Great. Your soul is a complete caregiver. They're showing me that a nurse's hat, and that's my sign to say that to you, and that's a great thing. What that means is you are here as a more advanced soul to bring love, comfort, care to those around you. And, you know, what I'm seeing right now is just remember, like, so that you can sustain this and don't burn out, that you're giving yourself the care, the self-care you need. Okay?
Okay.
They're showing me, do you walk every day or most days? That's moving meditation.
I do.
It's awesome. It grounds you and it becomes like almost meditation for you. And is it mom or maternal grandmother or both who passed?
My mom is actually sitting here with me, but it's her mom has passed.
It's her mom.
My grandma.
We need to acknowledge your grandma, and she's a big, lively energy. And they're showing me there's A as in Anne, and then M as in Mary. So who do we know who the A and M?
Well, my dad's mother is Marilyn, and she has passed.
So if I had Marilyn there, and then that would be your other grandma.
Yeah.
And then I have your maternal grandma. And who is the small but mighty? One of them has like kind of this fun, feisty energy. Does that sound like Marilyn?
Yeah.
She's
that would be her.
And then is your mom's mom a little sweeter and not as like big of like personality? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. They kind of don't change when they pass. And what I would say, they're just more authentically themselves. Your grandmother adores you. She's saying, send my love to both of you. Happy birthday. Somebody's birthday or death anniversary balloons. Just happened, about to happen.
Well, today is my maternal grandma's death anniversary.
Today. So she's saying it. And she's showing me the balloons. And she's saying, I know today. So it's not by accident that you got this call today. Right? It's her saying, celebrate my life. Let's not mourn my death. So it's her heavenly birthday. And she's saying to you, for both of you to know that she's happy. She's free of her body. She's dancing. Did she like, do you remember the show Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
She liked to do that in her younger days.
My mom said she did dance, yes.
And then, do you know she had sisters who passed away, or she has sisters? The girls?
No, she was an only child.
Okay, does your mom have sisters?
No, she has a living brother and a brother that passed away as an infant.
Mm-mm, that's interesting. I see girls, the girls, and your grandma acknowledging. You know that song, I Hope You Dance?
Say that again?
There's the song, I Hope You Dance.
Yeah, yeah.
She's showing me that song. I can hear it. Listen to the lyrics of that song.
Okay.
You have daughters? Why do I keep seeing girls?
I have nieces. I have two boys.
Okay, I'm just going to leave that, but your grandma's acknowledging this for you girls. And she's also talking about she's with her husband. So that would be your paternal grandfather. Who had a ranch or a farm?
My mom's dad, my grandpa.
He's there. Tell your mom this. If heaven feels like that was a very happy time in their experience and they're back there. And I do see cardinals and blue jays and all the color of hummingbirds. This is the way the grandmother and some of these other souls are going to give you and your mom signs.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know who Dawn is? D-O-N or Donna?
Dawn's brother. My grandpa's brother was Dawn.
He's there too?
Yeah.
Do you see how they just kind of do shout outs and say, hey, the whole gang's up here?
Yeah.
It's just what they do. And I think it's so you know when we pass, we will see our loved ones, our friends, our family, all sorts of generations. So hopefully that brings you guys comfort and they're in a great place if that's what you wanted to know.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. So when you're up there and stuff, and what if I don't want to see somebody? Let's say you didn't like them. Are they just going to pop up and go, hey, and be all fake and different than they were when they were here?
Yeah, you do have free will and you can choose not to. But typically, you know, the biggest misconception is that most souls don't hold grievances once we pass because we recognize the roles we played. It's like there's a cast of characters and people are just playing out the role you assigned them before you were born. So you're like, hey, I need you to be my antagonist because I need you to test me on boundaries or different lessons. And then when you die, the mask comes off, the costume comes off.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that this is my whole book, What's Your Heaven? And it talks about soul contracts. And so it takes you out of victim mentality. So you're no longer a victim. You're like, wait a second. Thank you. You are just doing what my soul needed you to do to make me the better human or soul that I have the potential to be.
What about like serial killers and stuff? Where do they go?
Well, they go to a whole different place. So we go to the place we've earned based on the choices we've made. And if you're making choices in the frequency of shadow and fear and darkness, you're going to end up in your own self-created hell. And that can be living or in spirit. Okay.
Wow. And that's
You're not off the hook. In fact, you're totally transparent. So when you cross over, be prepared to meet up with yourself. And I mean, it's tough love, but that's why, you know, anyone who wants to get out of this lifetime and escape, you can't. You are fully transparent. You have to be 100% accountable. Your guides hold you to that. Your soul holds you to that. You do it with love, but you do it. And that's why I always say to people, we're in earth school. Get your homework done. Do the work now. Because you don't want to go to detention over there or summer school. You want to go to like summer vacation. And so that's the whole idea.
All right. That alone should make anyone listening not bad things. you would hope.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Yeah. All right.
We're going to roll with Brooke here. Brooke, hello. You there?
Hello. I'm here.
Hi. Hello. Go ahead. Say hi to Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Brooke. I have a sweet man who just came in around you. Not totally clear on the relationship. He's a father figure. So he's either a dad or somebody who's like a dad, grandfather, uncle.
It'd be my dad. Yep.
He's very kind and he's very sweet. And he's showing me he's up there like learning. Was he always into like learning and reading? And if I said you, just showing me books. Books piled high is typically education.
He did a lot of woodworking, and I have all of his woodworking books.
The woodworking books. So I want you to think of him as being like the best. Like he's like a master at woodworking, and he's up there furthering that. And he's saying to you, he earned a good heaven. He's peaceful. He's happy. He's sorry either he couldn't say goodbye or you weren't there at the end. Is that true?
I was there with him, but my niece was born shortly before he passed away. I think he was holding on for her to be born.
And there's just this like sense of like lack of closure, but yet once he passed away, he recognized the divine timing and order of all things. And there is divinity in that. And he's talking about you're very connected. And I just saw an angel behind you. And when I see angels, they come in colors. It's a very like purplish pink color. And they're saying that you're very intuitive. Your dreams, you dream a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
That's how they rely on, you know, as a way to connect with you. Both your dad and other relatives, but also your guides. Are you moving? Are you talking about moving?
I'm not.
Who's talking about moving or...
I guess I shouldn't say that. My boyfriend and I are talking about moving in together.
There's a move, and dad's giving you his blessing or the green light.
Okay.
Now, when I see that, it's usually because there's a part of you that's conflicted or on the fence.
He's like, okay.
yeah.
If you've been wondering, he's trying to suggest his input on that one.
I appreciate that.
Okay. And then, do you have a dog?
I don't.
Who does?
My sister and my brother both have dogs.
Okay. Is one of them very hyper, like incredibly high energy?
Yes.
That dog tends to see spirits, and that might explain a lot. But your dad has come around. The dog sees your dad.
Crazy. So dogs can see?
Oh, animals, cats, dogs. Yes. Because their mind isn't telling them they're crazy. They take it as fact. They see.
Okay.
I wondered that before too.
Crazy. My dog will sit there and stare at me, like just stare. So they must be some kind of spirit.
Yeah. So my cat does this and he stares right behind me and then I'll look and sometimes I see it. So I'm like, oh my God, you just saw that spark of light that I just saw. And because, I mean, they're always around me. So, yes, animals see it. And then if you look at your animal tracking, it looks like they're looking at a fly or a gnat. And there's nothing. It's a spirit.
Oh, you're like, you're crazy. No, you're not.
Actually not the crazy one.
Right?
Yeah. And so anyways, your dad is coming around and he is very loving and he is so there for you. So I would, do you have his watch? Did he have a watch?
No.
He talks to you at time then. He showed me numbers on the watch. So it'd be like, do you ever see like angel numbers, 1111, 444?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's your dad.
Okay.
He showed me like 7-Eleven. There's going to be a dialogue going on with numbers and you and your dad. So he wants to validate you so you keep the communication going.
Perfect. I will do that.
Okay.
Brooke, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you guys so much. Yes, thank you.
You too. All right. See you later. All right. We're going to have one more we're going to chat with. What do you have? Do you have anything going on that's new in your life or anything? Or what's going on with you?
So what's going on with me? Lots of changes. But in terms of my work, everything is kind of just expanding. I'm, as I said, going to continue to do live events, online events. You know, I'm trying to make myself more available. But yeah, just, you know, I'm really focused on me right now, selfishly.
Good.
Self-care. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, what I've noticed, and I've been working with this with clients, is that so many people who are intuitive and empathic tend to neglect their own needs and their own self-care, which is why you've heard this theme through the readings. But so many people are starting to see the consequences of that. So it's like things falling apart in their life or health issues, you know, and that's the universe saying time out. Like you have to get back in alignment and in a place of coherence. And so I just know I've been working with so many clients who are starting to like kind of step back and say, okay, what's mine to do? What's not mine to do? And have better boundaries. And the most loving thing you can do is put yourself first, whatever that means. To stay in balance. And so
how do you recommend self-care? Like how do you,
I did a whole season 4 of my podcast on it. There's like 13 episodes. So anyone who wants to know more, go there because on a mind, body, spirit level, there's different ways for self-care. Walking in nature clears your energy. Some of us who absorb energy and we're around people all day and then we're like, oh my God, my head's about to pop. Go for a walk, put your feet on the earth, hug a tree, like anything to clear everybody's stuff off of you, and then you feel good. You feel neutral.
I would love to be caught hugging a tree in my Chicago park. Everyone's like, I mean,
she's crazy.
Call it a day. I just saw a woman hugging a tree.
It really does work.
Go hug that tree.
That's great.
Yeah.
There's all forms of self-care, though. Yeah.
We're going to hit Jackie up here right now. Jackie, go ahead. Say hi to Rebecca Rosen.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Jackie. This is so perfect. I'm doing my event in Omaha in a couple weeks with my healer named Jackie. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Jackie, okay. So let me tune into you and see who's there. Were you close to mom's parents, maternal grandparents?
Yes.
And has mom also passed on?
Yes.
Okay. Who had really gorgeous long hair? Maybe when they were younger. Was that your mom?
No.
Somebody is showing me pictures of like going through old photos and really just amazing hair. And
okay.
If sometimes they show me this, if somebody lost their hair, who had cancer?
My father had cancer.
Your sister did?
My father.
Your father. And he passed from this, correct?
Yes.
What photos were you going through? And you're like, look at his hair. Do you know what they're talking about?
My husband, his father just passed. And we were looking at photos of my husband's hair when he was younger just a couple days ago.
That's what it is. Okay. I think this is your father-in-law trying to chime in, but they're acknowledging you looking at photos. Okay. What I believe is happening is the dad, he didn't believe in this until he got over there. And he now has changed his mind. And
Okay.
Who was very religious? Was that him? Somebody had a Catholic upbringing. Where does
no one in my family was Catholic?
Okay, who?
But my husband's parents were religious.
Religious, Christian, something with a cross.
Yeah, they were Lutheran.
That's fine. Okay, I just see it as very connected to God through religion, and then showing me. But there's many ways, and it doesn't always have to be one way is the way. There's many paths, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's okay if you're not following that religion. That's their two cents, and maybe that's not what they thought in life, but they're more aware. And if I said to you, now I think I have your dad here. So your dad, was he really funny? Or you thought he was funny?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your dad has a good sense of humor. He wants me to tell you that he's on the water. Did he have like a lake house, or he loved to be like boating?
He loved to fish.
Fishing. He's saying, I want you to think of me in my happy place. My heaven looks like that. And he's bringing up many siblings. Did he have several siblings that also passed away?
Yes. Yep.
And then who is E initial? E like Ed.
My father-in-law that just passed away.
So your dad is hanging out with your father-in-law, Ed. And these two fathers chime in. One of them is messing with the electricity in your house.
That would be my dad, probably.
Your dad, but he's showing Ed how to do it. So now you're going to have double duty. Like, they're going to give you signs through flashing the lights. In fact, tell your husband to not get frustrated with this, because they're doing their best to just let you know they're around. They're not trying to blow out light bulbs or anything and make your life harder, but they are.
Okay.
And do you know I'm seeing Star Wars? Was somebody a big Star Wars fan? I saw Yoda.
No.
Star Trek.
That I know of, at Star least.
Wars. I think that's Ed. Here's the deal. A lot of them are there, but Ed, his death is more recent. He's more like trying to figure this out, and he's in awe that his body died, but his consciousness lived on. And
okay.
Right. And they're all in a great place. Like, they're peaceful and they were ready to go. And they want you guys to be okay. And do you have two kids?
Yes.
Something about looking after your kids. And is one of them a boy? Is it a boy and a girl?
Yes.
They love your children. These are both the grandfathers at the moment. You know that there's an old song, Happy Trails?
Yes.
Who does that remind you of?
My dad.
He's singing it. My dad used to sing that to me. That's
Happy
funny.
Trails, huh?
I couldn't even. Yep. Yeah, whatever. Okay, so that is your dad. He's just trying to say he'll plop songs as signs, you know, and there's different ways they can communicate with you. Your dad and you are very close. He's saying to you, he's so proud of you. And he's showing me he'll show up in occasionally in dreams.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're very intuitive. Trust your connection. And are you right now on like a health kick? Are you working out, eating right, losing weight?
I'm trying to, yes.
Good. Take care of yourself. We were just talking about self-care, but that's super important. Keep doing it.
Okay.
All right, Jackie.
My thing. Do you play pickleball? Do you play pickleball?
I do not.
I want you to pick up a racket and go play. It could be tennis. Someone's going to bring that up to you, and that's your dad hinting. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jackie, have a great day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You betcha. You betcha. All right. There you go.
I got
to
ask.
Your mom. I have to say it because your mom, she chimed in. So she's been sitting here patiently on a bench waiting. And do you have a necklace you wear that has any like of her ashes, or is that like Mother Mary?
Yes. Yeah. It's my mom had this necklace. She wore it all the time.
It matters. It holds her energy.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, so anybody who's not watching, I couldn't see that you have the necklace on. So she's saying, Molly, I know you wear it. Keep wearing it. It keeps me in your heart close to you. She knows it. It's like yesterday that she passed. It doesn't matter if it's been, I don't know how long it's been, a few years, but it's like there's a part of you that really aches to have your mom here and to know what's going on. And Mary, is that the sister?
I feel it's my mom's twin.
You just need to connect with her. Because it feels like sometimes she'll do or say things that reminds you so much of your mom. And your mom uses her as the messenger. Okay? And she's just saying to you, I think we talked about this too. She liked to drink her Diet Cokes or Cokes.
She drank Coke, yeah.
She's showing me the can. And like, you might be like, you know, sometimes I just have one because it makes me feel closer to her. And then she's talking about, is one of your kids like graduating? No,
yes.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you had one that old. Okay, so it's a big deal. Your mom's like, I'm here for all of it. The big things, the little things. And did you guys, do you celebrate Easter?
Yes.
She's showing me Easter being special and her being around. And I just saw the Easter bunny. so I don't know if like you have a tradition, something you do with the kids, even though they're grown.
The egg hunt.
Yeah, in the basket.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Did you do the egg hunt this year? I know you were talking about it. Okay. Did you put money in the eggs? What do you put in the eggs?
Yeah, we put like coins and stuff.
Okay.
Well, she's keep trying to say, the way you show up and you're being this amazing mother, and I see you and I'm proud of you. And she's just showing me my sign, roses me and I love you. Okay. So if you're hard on yourself, you're like, I don't know if I'm getting this right. It's, you know, being a parent is hard work. And she just is, it's like I said to one of the callers, talk to her as if she's listening. Trust that she is. Okay. I just saw, she said chicken. What is chicken? A chicken, a rooster, a chicken.
It's a chicken.
I mean, I have no idea.
A chicken. I don't know.
Okay.
I can write it down.
I like want to say a farm, like a chicken laying eggs. We're just at like a petting zoo or.
We just talked about chickens and eggs. I didn't know how. I didn't know how
eggs happened.
Eggs happened.
Oh, that is so weird. I didn't know this, but what I'm supposed to say is your mom is sitting in on the conversation. So, you know, it's the little things, but she really is available to you. So this is a reminder. Yeah, if you don't feel her, she's not. It's not that she's not there. Is that sometimes we're just so much in this heavy, dense world, it's hard to feel the lighter, higher vibrations of the spirit world. And that's when you go on faith. You're like, I don't feel you, but I trust and know you're not gone. Energy doesn't die. So I know you're here in some form. And so I need a sign. Help me be with me. Help me feel you. Okay?
Did you know, Did you know how how roosters, what do you call it, fertilize eggs? Do you know?
I don't know. No.
I just don't know. Molly I literally thought that, because I'm not a farmer, I don't know. These aren't things I'd look up. I thought that the hen laid the egg and then the rooster jumped on that and fertilized it. I didn't realize that roosters and chickens actually make love.
I had no idea.
Weirded out by that sight, but I didn't even know that.
I mean, why would you? I didn't know that either. But apparently your mother knows.
Yeah.
So the only thing I want to know is that if she has any advice.
She just said, stay in your own lane. So it's about, okay, I'm going to make my choices and walk my path. And I'm not going to focus on, is this a contemporary? Like if you were having like a disagreement with like a sister or husband or
I'm not disagreeing with my sister and I are tight,
so there's going to be different opinions or okay, so you do you type thing, like that that doesn't work for me, but that it doesn't need to. And she's just trying me stay in your lane, and she's also telling you don't worry about the money. So
really,
yeah. So she's like, the money will figure itself out. You know, it's like getting out of doubt and lack and limitation.
Okay. Wow.
This is my workshop, This is what I'm doing on April 25th at the JCC with Jackie. It's all about co-creating your heaven. I guess this is a good like kind of segue. So
yeah.
I'm going to do audience readings as I always do. Jackie's going to do healings and we're going to use that as a way to teach. And then at the end, we're going to do this guided activation to help people literally co-create the heaven they want to live. So if you're like, I need the right relationship, I need a new job, I need purpose, I need better health, I need more money, you manifest not what you want, you manifest who you are. What that means is your vibration. So your thoughts you think, the feelings you feel daily, okay, they become a signature. They're your vibration. And we attract, we magnetize things that mirror that back to us. So when we're experiencing lack and limitation in any way, we have to look at ourselves. Where am I blocking and self-sabotaging because of my limiting beliefs, or I'm taking a past experience and I'm negative about it and I'm bitter or I'm resentful and I'm projecting it onto the present and future. So you get more of that. How do you break that old programming to align with what you're asking for? Okay, so you have to embody the frequency. So meaning, if you want to be really wealthy, you have to act in and live as if you already are.
And take that trip, party.
That's right. Yes. That's right. But you do it responsibly, but you do it like, no, I'm worthy, I'm deserving, and I want to go to Mexico, so I'm going to figure it out. Universe, help me. Okay, and then you synchronistically, magically make it happen. Okay. And so the bottom line is it's a very empowered place to be because we are meant to have a life of grace, ease, joy, flow, peace, harmony. But because of our human self, we get in our own way. And then, right, whatever you focus on expands. So you've got to break the habit of thinking about the unwanted things and shift the focus to the wanted and then feel it into being. I do readings all the time, you guys, and I'm like, hey, your guides are saying your future holds the potential for, you name it, the love you're looking for, the health you want, the body you want, the relationship, the job, all of it. But I can't read it into being. You have to bring it into being. And so that's what this event is about. We're going to do readings and say, hey, here's what happened. You know me. I'm big on validation. I can say things. People are like, oh my God, that happened yesterday. So it builds your faith and trust. And then you trust spirit who's coming through saying, and guess what? Around the corner lies this. But here's what needs to happen if you really want that to organically magnetize, attract into your life. And so in this event, we're going to be giving you tools to help you get the blocks out so that you can experience the miracles and the magic and your heaven. And I'm so excited because I'm bringing my crystal sound bowls that I know, this is so fun. They sound healing has the power to clear out like mentally, emotionally, physically blocks without you doing a thing.
Really?
Yeah. They've healed illnesses. They clear negativity. They raise your vibration. And so I'll be doing a sound bath. Jackie will be leading people at the end through this guided meditation. And I am not kidding you. She's done this with me many times. And anything we've put on the white screen, like a movie theater screen, I have manifested. So it's magic. And it's so powerful. Okay. I'm so excited.
You got to go. It's wonderful.
I wish I were going.
ACC the 25th.
And I have tickets for you to give away to some of your callers.
Okay. How many you got? How many you got?
We have two sets of two. So four total.
Okay. I will make that all happen, people. We'll figure that out. All right. Well, Rebecca, don't go anywhere, but thanks for jumping on. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Everybody appreciates you and everything you do. You just bring such a positive part to us, you know. And we've got a lot of
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So real quick, we've got another keyword for you. This is your bonus keyword to get into Nate Bargatze. It's Mike, M-I-C, M-I-C. Put that at bigpartyshow.com and that's it. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Have a safe day. Do yourself good.